Say, boys, I haven't had a drink of home brewing so long till I got the malt can blues. And you, Mr. Ike, I want you to blow them for me on that trombone. Blow them now, blow them. Long till you blow that.
You're in Duck's House, and we're going to be listening to some blues and old-time music, starting out with the Biddle Street Boys playing Malt Can Blues.
God have mercy. Pick it now, pick it. Ah, the Jones Law is killing poor me. That sounds just like the Malt Can Blues. Pick that thing. That's why I'm gonna leave this country. Can't stay here no longer. I'm going on over to Canada where I can get my beer and whiskey right over the bar. Boot that thing, Mr. Ike. Boot it. I see my train coming. I'm leaving for Canada now.
I'm your host, Duck Landis, and you're in Duck's House. Thank you. We just heard Mike Bernard play 1915 Rag. Next, we're going to listen to Harry the Hipster Gibson, 4F Ferdinand, The Frantic Freak. That was Tommy Woods and a group of convicts singing Old Hannah. Here's Ray Wood, Jump Josie.
hold my horse while I jump, Josie. I love Susie Brown. Hold my horse while I jump, Josie. Hold my horse while I jump, Josie. Hold my horse while I jump, Josie. I love Susie Brown. Good night.
You may search the ocean, you might go across the deep blue sea, but mama, you'll never find another hot shot like me. I've followed my baby from the station to the train, and the blues came down like dark night showers of rain. I left her at the station, wringing her hands and crying. I told her she had a home just as long as I got mine.
That makes me feel so good, baby.
I've got two women, and you can't tell them apart. I got one in my bosom, the other one in my heart.
Now I'm gonna punch you in the nose.
The one in my bosom, she's in Tennessee. And the one in my heart don't even give a darn for me.
I'm gonna find that one in Tennessee.
I used to say a married woman, what the sweetest woman ever was born. But I've changed that thing, you better let married women alone.
How come?
Take my advice, let these married women be. Or their husband will grab you and beat you ragged as a cedar tree.
He'll run like the devil if he do.
When a woman says she love you, about good as she do herself, I don't pay her no attention till that same lie to somebody else.
I won't, baby, take me until you can do better.
I really don't believe no woman in the whole round world do right. Act like an angel in the daytime, miss but teach at night.
Baby, try and believe in me, I'll treat you right.
I'm going, pretty mama, please don't break this rule. That's why I'm searching these deserts for the blue.
Don't go.
I'm going, pretty mama, searching these deserts now. That's why I'm walking my baby home anyhow.
You make me feel like crying when you talk like that.
Sure enough, that's too bad, baby. Lord, oh Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Oh Lordy, Lord. When a woman says she love you, about good as she do herself, I don't pay her no attention till that same lie to somebody else.
I haven't got anyone else to tell her to, baby.
I'm goodbye, Mama. I'm going to leave you.
Stay with me, Daddy.
Lord, 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 Lord.
Oh, we just heard Blind Willie McTell, Searching the Desert for the Blues. Next, we're going to hear Leroy McBride and children from Liberty High School sing Suzanne.
You stole my pardon. You gave me another. Just like that other. You Dixie Devil. Got a foot like a shovel. Oh, Rose. You stole my pardon. You gave me another. Just like that other. You Dixie Devil. Got a foot like a shovel. Oh, Rose. You stole my pardon. You gave me another. Just like that other. You Dixie Devil. Got a foot like a shovel.
Seems to be very happy tonight, and we have some very charming customers with us. It gives me very particular pleasure to have a great big coffee dan reception for a very lovely group of customers representing the Pasadena Sewing Society. And over here we have a very celebrated citizen. A little applause for Mr. Lucas Craigmore, Superintendent of Sewers of Little Rock, Arkansas. We have a lovely, beautiful group of Salt Lake City campfire girls without their scoutmaster. Take a bow, girls. That was the home of that famous statesman who said, I don't care how many you bring, as long as you bring them young. A lovely newly married couple coming down the stairs, clean from Pittsburgh. A little applause. And, sit right over here, folks. My name is Shaw. I work here. I get $200 a week.
How much?
$100 a week.
Are you sure?
$40 a week.
Now, wait a minute. Are you positive?
Please, my nerves. I owe the firm $7 and a half. Oh, I was going to do a little number dedicated to the International Photographers Association of Schenectady entitled, Many a Negative Girl Has Been Developed in the Dark Room. But I see we have among the guests tonight that eminent recording conductor, Tom Goranovich, and some of his boys. Five musicians and a piccolo player. They didn't expect to be called on, so they brought their instruments. I'm going to ask the boys to play that beautiful number entitled The Return of the Swallow by A. Belch. I'd like to have the customers kindly drag each other around on the floor with no extra charge whatsoever. Everybody struggle. Customers will kindly segregate and take their pews. And now we have the treat of the evening. We have that very, very brilliant chiropractic soprano, Madam Ivanoffel Itchy. She sings in all the joints. Oh, you must know that she has a beautiful voice, as she was 17 years with the Metropolitan Laundry. Come on, madam. Come on, Itchy. Scratch up a little number, please. Must be good. Quiet, madam. Give the madam a chance. Oh, madam, madam. Please, back to the laundry, madam.
Let's have Peoria!
Peoria! Peoria!
Sing a little number dedicated to the Olympic track team entitled, Even a Taxicab Driver Can Make a Running Broad Jump. But the customers have requested a little number written expressly for me by a stuttering songwriter from Alaska entitled, Oh, How I Wished I Was in Peoria. It's really quite impossible, folks, to sing the little number all alone, as I must have a little assistance from the cash customers. Well, there's a little strain in the chorus where I sing a little part that goes, Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria. Then everybody joins in and sings, Peoria. That's where everybody joins in. Now, we have a lovely crowd tonight. I want a lot of enthusiasm, lovely crowd. Everybody's either married, broad-minded, or drunk, and we can go right ahead. Now, let's have a little rehearsal, everybody, please. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria. No, wrong. The idea is that I have the first Peoria all alone. Now, we'll try it once more, please. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria.
Oh, lovely, lovely. A little bit sour, but lovely just the same. Now we go right ahead, please. SOS, SOS, Captain, are we lost? We have been seen by 111 and when we're tossed. SOS, SOS, Captain, tell me, please. Tell me, Captain, is the boat to be a wreck? Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria.
Tonight. Oh, how I miss my dear old Peoria.
Peoria.
Tonight. Say the legislature passed a Loria, and now they got a bathtub in Peoria. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria.
Tonight. Now, on the next little chorus, I'm going to ask that no one kindly join in. Only the ladies and female impersonators. Watch it very carefully. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria. I had no idea the convention was so large. Well, I don't care so much for that. I got a better idea. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to use the little spotlight, and whoever I pick out for the light has to sing the second Peoria all alone. And if you fail to sing while in the spot, I'm sorry, but I'll have to fine you 50 cents for not singing. But the money is to be turned over to a worthy cause, to the Chamber of Commerce of the United States, who will build a bungalow in the middle of the Sahara Desert for the senators who voted dry. So watch it, please. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria!
Ooh, if I'd have known you were coming, we'd had biscuits for dinner. Oh, how I miss my dear old Peoria.
Peoria!
Oh, madam, was there any particular time you had to go home? Hey, the bootleggers in Peoria, the stuff they sell tastes like castoria. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria.
Ooh, at first I thought you were going to say Pyrrhea. Madam, where are you going? It's the second door to the left. Oh, don't laugh. A lot of people come down here that don't really know where the telephone booth is. Everybody, oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Oh, no. That was Frank M. Shaw, A Night at Coffee Dan's. Now we're going to hear a group of convicts singing Early in the Morning.
I don't want no broken.
We just heard John Brown and a group of convicts singing Red Hot Sun Turning Over. You've been listening to Duck's House, and we're going to rock this set out with a track from Bill Haley Comets, Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Well, roll my breakfast, cause I'm a hungry man. I said, shake, rattle, and roll. I said, shake. I said, shake, rattle, and roll. Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. You look so warm, but your heart is cold as ice.
Thanks for listening.